You probably already know that the airline industry has had a lot of hard times since the September 11th terrorist attacks. You may not have realized that the pain extended to the rental car industry, mostly because it depends heavily on airlines for business and passengers. Now, though, rental car companies are trying to recover by selling something other than cars. Reporter Christopher Elliott visited the Orlando International Airport to see what's going on.
If you've rented a car recently, you've probably noticed more fees tacked onto your final bill. The average airport rental costs about 25% more than the quoted price, according to a survey by Travelocity. Among the extras are taxes, facilities surcharges, and one expense that's quietly growing.
Well, they try and sell you the insurance. You know, they tell you you have to have the insurance.
Larry Brown was visiting his daughter from Hennepin, Illinois. He was so upset by efforts to make him buy extra car insurance that he decided not to rent a vehicle at all. Instead, he asked his daughter to pick him up at the airport.
Well, you get a quote on the internet and they quote you like a $149 weekly special rate, and then you go to sign up for everything, and that's what I did before we came down here, and the total came up to like $400 and some.
These car rental companies have created big incentives for their agents to sell you the insurance. Many agents are paid a commission on top of their salaries for the sales. These bonuses can make agents very persistent.
That's an irritant.
Car rental customer Rod Lassard has been on the receiving end of the sales pitches many times. Usually it goes the same way it did on a recent morning when he rented a car from Avis.
Well, they tried to ask what insurance I had and did I need any, and I said no because I have insurance of my own.
Not all rental agents take no for an answer, though. They show you photos of damaged cars. They tell you your policy is not enough. They say that if your rental gets into an accident, you, the customer, will have to pay the company for the profits it lost when the car was out of service. That's something that could happen, but is unlikely. Sales tactics like these convinced Damaris Perez to accept an additional $20 a day charge for insurance on her rental car. Later, she found out that her credit card already covered the vehicle.
Because I didn't know that, you know, insurance had on the visa. I think they want to just have extra money in their pockets.
None of the car rental agencies at the Orlando airport agreed to be interviewed for this story. But a spokeswoman for Hertz, the largest on-airport car rental agency in the country, said her company does not condone its employees using hard sell tactics with customers. Its policy is to provide information about coverage options and leave the decision-making up to the driver. The Trade Association for the Car Rental Agencies, the Association of Car and Truck Rental Independents and Franchisees, has also come out against the high-pressure sales efforts. A spokeswoman for the group recently called the controversial strategy problematic. Business travelers like Todd Whitney, who was visiting from Cincinnati, have seen tourists like Perez fall for it time and again.
I just don't think a lot of people understand that if they have full coverage, they don't have to take the insurance. So sometimes they may get kind of, coaxed into getting that insurance like they shouldn't.
In order to get around the problem, Whitney has joined his rental company's frequent renter program. It allows him to specify his rental preferences in advance, including whether he wants insurance or not. For Day to Day, I'm Christopher Elliott in Orlando.